Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. This is going to be a daily thing as long as there is court going on with Ghislaine Maxwell. There'll still be all the other episodes, too. This is just a bonus that I'm going to do. Sometimes it's going to be 5 minutes. Sometimes it'll be 15 minutes. Sometimes it'll be 30. I don't know. I guess it depends on what happens that day. But today was opening statements. And they finally impaneled the jury today. And we got the opening statements. So essentially what we have is we have Ghislaine standing accused of helping Jeffrey Epstein exploit and abuse multiple girls, including one as young as 14, over the span of nearly a decade. And the assistant U.S. attorney handling it is Laura Pomerantz. And she began by telling the story of a woman who was identified with the pseudonym Jane Doe. We know who Jane Doe is, but because they're using Jane Doe, we're just going to say Jane Doe. She said that she was 14 years old when Epstein and Maxwell approached her at a camp. Pomerantz alleged that Epstein and Maxwell ran a pyramid scheme of abuse and that Jane Doe would go on to be sexually abused and exploited for years and was not the only one. Pomerantz said, hey, they were partners in crime. They had a playbook. And one of the things that the prosecutors repeatedly did today in their opening statement is they used the words children a ton and kids. They really want to hammer that home because the defense attorney has different things that they're saying, but prosecutors really want to use the words children and kids, which obviously is going to be key. And they said that they intend to prove that Maxwell was essential to this whole thing. So that's kind of one of the things that they were going to do. And also that Maxwell was a predator herself. And did it to stay a part of Epstein's lifestyle. Totally can see that. Now, the defense lawyer, Bobby Sternheim, she said that Maxwell was being blamed for Epstein's actions. And the quote that everybody's using today is, ever since Eve was accused of tempting Adam for the apple, women have been villainized. And she said, Epstein's not on trial. He's the proverbial elephant in the room. And she has a point. I was really anxious to see which way that the defense was going to go with this. My guess is their best bet is to play the victim card, saying that Maxwell is as much of a victim as everybody else and she was brainwashed or something like that. And to discredit as many of the victims as possible. That's kind of where they needed to go. That's kind of where they went today. Meanwhile, the prosecutors are just going to hammer children, kids, children, kids, children, kids. And bring up Epstein, 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 right? And the defense lawyer said that they intend to show that the accuser's memories can be wrong and can be manipulated by press coverage. Okay, I could see that. And the problem with all federal trials is, of course, there's no videos at all. There is a video feed from the courtroom being shown in the overflow room, but you can't photograph or broadcast or anything like that. Now, what exactly, because maybe you don't remember, what are the criminal charges against Ghislaine? So we have the multiple trafficking-related counts, enticing minors to travel to engage in illegal sex acts, and sex trafficking a minor. Also accuses her of conspiracy, which is a big federal charge. They always throw in conspiracy, including using one of Epstein's victims to recruit other girls to engage in paid sex acts with Epstein, which she did. And that's a big one. Right there. Because, but they're only talking about one. The prosecutors have a tough time because of the fact that a lot of these victims, not a lot, but many of the victims turned into recruiters, right? So then if Ghislaine says, hey, I was a victim also, and he turned me into a recruiter. So how many of these can you have? How many of them can you put up on the stand before it starts to look like if Maxwell's attorney goes for that? She just says, I'm in the same situation as all of them. Many of them were of legal age when they were still recruiting. How come they're not here? So the prosecutors have to walk a fine line about how many of these victims turned recruiters they can put on the stand. But the government has sought to portray Maxwell as the chief coordinator of this trafficking ring. And they say from around 1994 until at least 2004, so they're skipping everything beyond 2004. that their quote, Maxwell assisted, facilitated, and contributed to Jeffrey Epstein's abuse of minor girls by, among other things, helping Epstein to recruit, groom, and ultimately abuse their victims. Now, what can we look at and who's going to testify, right? The prosecution's, one of their witnesses is a woman by the name of Lisa Rocchio. And she's a clinical instructor at Brown University, an expert in treating people who suffered sexual abuse as minors. And according to court filings, she's going to discuss topics such as how sexual predators groom their victims and the reasons why victims might not realize or report that they were abused. When you have a witness, you have to say what they're, especially with an expert witness, you have to testify what they're, you have to explain what they're going to testify to. The defense is going to have somebody, a person by the name of Park Dietz, a forensic psychiatrist who's testified in a number of high-profile cases, and he's expected to testify that the concept of grooming can be difficult to define and evaluate and relies on hindsight after abuse has been reported and this halo effect where you have wealth and charisma and things like that. And the only reason that I can think that they would bring him in, because I think that people have a good idea about grooming, I think they're going to bring him in to say that Ghislaine was also under the influence of Epstein. And then it goes back to, like I said, the prosecutors. How many of these victims turned recruiters can they put on the stand? Because Maxwell's going to go up there and say, I doubt she's going to testify in her own defense, but the point's going to make that she was a victim too. And because you have a guy there, then you also need a woman. You have to. That's why Ghislaine's attorney is female. That's why the prosecutor's female. It would look really bad if it was guys. It's a perception thing. So Ghislaine's also calling Elizabeth Loftus. And she is a professor at UCLA's law school and an expert on human memory. And she's going to focus on how memory works and how it can be vulnerable to suggestion in the creation of false memories. That her testimony, I guess, the quote was, in particular, memories can be described with confidence, detail, and emotion, even when they're false. And, you know, as you've seen in the true crime cases and stuff, people, witnesses, it can be difficult to pinpoint things. And this Loftus person's really good. And the defense is going to do what they can about making the victims look really bad. But the government is going to say, hey, Maxwell worked to help Epstein gain control over his victims. She would identify attractive minors and young women, ask them about their lives, their schools, and their families, and then off job, providing massages to Epstein. And once they developed a rapport or friendship, Maxwell would try to normalize the sexual abuse by talking about sexual topics, undressing in front of them. And she would also sometimes be in the room when Epstein sexually abused girls in order to help put the victims at ease. That is going to be key right there. I think more than anything, they're going to have to focus on the times, and that's what Jane Doe is going to do, that Maxwell was in the room, that she was actually participating in it, because that's different than a lot of the other victims turned recruiters, many of whom would not stay in the room. Some did. Again, this draws the fine line, right? But you need to paint Maxwell as an active sexual abuser. I think that's their best hope. And if do you see Ghislaine, when she came to court, she looked nothing like when she was going for the bond hearings, right, where she wanted to look as horrible as possible. She looked normal. She looked like the Ghislaine we've seen before, prior to all the bond hearings. Her sister was there. She said, hey. She took a bunch of notes. And she wore a face mask. And, you know, the prosecutors also in the opening statement said that Maxwell would take the girls on shopping trips and tell Epstein's employees, hey, you didn't hear anything, you didn't see anything. It was a culture of silence. The prosecutors also said that Epstein abused underage girls every day and would start with sexualized massages, then proceed to penetration and oral rape. And they really want to prove that Maxwell touched the girls herself. Not just in the room, but hey, touched. And the prosecutors talked about one girl who was 17, and she was spotted in a parking lot by Maxwell, recruited her out of the blue. And the prosecutors again mentioned, though, that the girls were encouraged to recruit other underage teens in exchange for cash. And so, again, you really got to, I don't mean to belabor the point, but you really, there's only so many of those that you can bring up before you really start making Maxwell look like a victim. One of the things that Maxwell's lawyers are really going to hammer home, and which they did today in the opening statement, is besides the victim's memories, they're going to go after their motives. And Steinheim, who's the attorney for Ghislaine, said, "This case is about memory, manipulation, and money." And you see what she did there? Memory, manipulation, money. All M words. She'll probably repeat them a dozen times. 20 times. 30 times. Memory, manipulation, and money. And said, hey, these accusers' memories have faded over time. Because remember, we're talking events that ended in 2004. So, you know, 17, 18 years ago. And that's the most recent. And that the memories not only have faded over time, but were corrupted by things over the years, including victims' lawyers seeking a big jackpot of money and by media reports. And she said that attorneys saw Epstein and Maxwell as easy targets for lawsuits, which they were. And noted that the accuser, who says that she was groomed at age 14, Jane Doe, didn't want to participate in the criminal case against Epstein. Didn't want any part of it. But she changed her mind later when Epstein died and asked for money from a victim's fund set up by his estate, and she got $5 million. So Steinheim said, hey, examine what she's going to say on the stand. And now a couple of victims, and I'm not sure why prosecutors, it seems like a little bit of a bad move, because Steinheim also argued that sex acts that Epstein engaged in occurred when some of the victims were of the age of consent. That there was one girl who got a massage at the New Mexico ranch, but she was of age in the state. And that she still received $1.5 million from the victim's fund. So essentially she's saying, hey, this girl was of age. She participated voluntarily, consensually. And then later went after the estate for, got $1.5 million. She shouldn't even got $1.5 million. Because she was legal and it was consensual. And the defense also claimed that another victim in Britain was of the age of consent there, and the judge in the case has agreed to limit her testimony. Because Steinheim called into question the motives of that woman. They called Kate, that's the British one, and then Caroline. And Steinheim said that Kate was a jet-setting British actress who dated an Oxford classmate of Maxwell's, who was twice her age. She communicated with Epstein for a decade after the alleged abuse, including sending him photos of herself while he was in jail, and that Kate got $3.25 million from the victim's fund. So another person who was of legal age and continued to have a relationship and dated people who were twice her age. I'm not sure why the prosecutors would bring her in. She must have something extra special to say. Now, Caroline, according to Steinheim, filed two lawsuits against Epstein and one of his assistants, Sarah Kellen, who I believe should be on trial, 100%. But she filed the lawsuits against Epstein and Sarah Kellen, but never named Maxwell as a defendant. So why are you going to bring her in here? You didn't bring her in the lawsuit. And Steinheim said the evidence will show that Caroline groomed and trafficked girls for Epstein. So this is a person who sued Epstein and Kellen, not Maxwell, and then recruited girls herself, and the prosecutors are going to put her on the stand. This is going to really muddy the waters. You don't want the waters muddied. It's already muddy enough when you talk about memories and manipulation and things like that. But after Epstein died, Caroline's lawyer contacted the government and then finally implicated Maxwell. So after Epstein died, when he couldn't come after her, and Caroline got $3.5 million from the fund. Until now, Steinheim said, even though they got money from a fund, their words have been unchallenged because the victim fund is just paying people. But the government says, hey, Maxwell was in an intimate relationship with Epstein, was being paid by Epstein to manage his properties. True. And their case focuses in on the abuse of four unnamed victims, three of whom prosecutors say Maxwell recruited from 1994 to 1997. So we're talking a minimum of 25 years ago. So this whole memory thing is going to be really crucial. So whichever one of these expert witnesses is better, the jury might very well believe them. And Jane Doe was between 2001 and 2004. The victims and others can use pseudonyms to protect their privacy during it. Now, what about Virginia Roberts? You would think, hey, she is Maxwell and Epstein's most visible accuser. And she has also said that they procured underage girls for Epstein's wealthy and powerful friends, right? But she is not going to testify in the trial. Virginia had named a number of high-profile men with whom she said she was told to have sex, including Prince Andrew, former U.S. Senator George Mitchell, Alan Dershowitz. But the prosecutors had to exclude Roberts from the case because they can't have this risk, which is why I'm confused about why the Kate and Caroline. Because Virginia's claims have been supported by records and photos and witness statements, but Virginia herself has acknowledged there have been inconsistencies in her timeline of key events. Why? Because it was a long time ago. So that's what they're going to, if they brought her on and she, well, inconsistencies, and then they're going to do the same thing with some of the other victims. Now, prosecutors have Maxwell's black book, right? It's her record of friends and contacts. And the FBI acquired a copy of the book in 2009 when Epstein's former butler, Alfredo Rodriguez, attempted to sell it. Prosecution is only going to use limited portions of the book, but says testimony during the trial will prove that the book belonged to Maxwell and that it contains compelling evidence of her guilt. So, is it going to be Ghislaine? Is it going to be Jeffrey Epstein? It's a very complicated situation, and the opening statements really, they kind of gave a sense of what both sides were going to do. But I feel like the prosecutors are just, they're going to focus so much on Epstein and bring his name into it because everybody knows what a horrible person he is. And then by association, Ghislaine is too. Got it. 100%. But what about the people that they chose not to bring in? Because as soon as Caroline is questioned on the stand in cross about what she did for Epstein and why did she sue Epstein and Sarah Kellen, but not Ghislaine, what's going to happen to her story? And it's only going to take one or two of these witnesses like Kate and Caroline to just throw a wrench in the whole thing the prosecution is doing. I really think that they should focus on the 14-year-old hard, because she was 14. They made her life a living hell. Just focus on her. Go for it with that one, because when you bring in the others, it could really just make things, you know, really bad. Anyway, so that's today's update on the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. And like I said, every day there is court, I will talk about it, whether, like I said, it's a couple minutes or longer. All right, I'll talk to you guys in a little while. I've got another episode for you.